Democrats who lead the Senate and Assembly say that under the bill, many of the current rules and restrictions enacted by Cuomo, like requiring the wearing of masks and vaccine procedures, will remain in place for now. But they will need to be reviewed by the legislature every 30 days going forward. All new directives must first be reviewed and approved by the legislature. They also have to be posted on a website listing the health and safety data used to justify the decision. The proposal puts constraints on the governor, who for the past year has made unilateral decisions about whether businesses or schools could be open or shut, even how many people could gather in a private home, all aimed at controlling the spread of the coronavirus. Cuomo, speaking at a briefing after a week of silence, says he agrees to the terms of the measure.
On the COVID emergency powers, we've worked with the legislature. We have an agreement on a bill.
Cuomo also offered a slightly different interpretation of the bill, saying that he will keep some of his emergency powers even after they were originally set to expire on April 30th. He says the authority will continue until the federal government determines the pandemic emergency has ended. But he says he will cooperate with lawmakers going forward.
We have more time in this situation, by and large. We'll give the legislature notice of any changes that we're making five days prior to effect.
The governor's remarks drew a swift rebuttal from Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who said in a statement that the legislature did not negotiate this bill with the governor. Republicans say the measure does not go far enough. They have long advocated for the revocation of the emergency powers. GOP Chair Nick Langworthy says the governor's authority is still linked to the federal declaration of emergency, which he says could go on for far into the future.
I'd rather have an expiration date on all of this nonsense and go back to living in a democracy rather than a dictatorship. That's the problem, is you have this hanging over everybody's head. Now, you know, they probably get a little more oversight in this deal, but everything came to a close and had a natural sunset on April 30th. Now it's whenever the federal government decides this all is over. I think we're a long, long way off from this all being over.
Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort criticized Democrats for not voting for an amendment that's been offered by Republicans each week in 2021. It would be a straight repeal of the governor's pandemic emergency powers.
There are restaurant owners right now who are going to call their senators, people behind me, my colleagues across the aisle, they're going to say, what does this mean for me? And the answer, I'll tell them all right now, is nothing. It means nothing for you. Nothing changes. As one of my colleagues said, Seinfeld, the show about nothing, this is a bill about nothing.
Speaker Hastie says the Republicans have it wrong. He says the measure immediately repeals the governor's expanded emergency powers, and he says Cuomo cannot issue any new directives going forward. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.